The Shadow, mysterious character who aids the forces of law and order, is in reality Lamont Cranston, wealthy young man about town. As the Shadow, Cranston is gifted with hypnotic power to cloud men's minds so that they cannot see him. Cranston's friend and companion, the lovely Margot Lane, is the only person who knows to whom the voice of the invisible Shadow belongs. Today's story, Murder Underground. In the metropolis, the riverfront by day presents a noisy, boisterous cross-section of our city life. The docks are crowded with shouting workers. The air is filled with the sound of motors, the creak of giant cranes, the grunting and puffing of tiny tugs and mighty ocean lights. And from above, we hear the steady hum of motor cars as they travel in an endless stream across the bridge that spans the river. This, then, is the riverfront by day. But at night we find a different picture. A quiet, an unearthly quiet descends upon the scene. The docks are deserted now. And from the river itself, we hear only the mournful moan of a lone tramp steamer slipping out to the open sea. A cold, damp fog embraces the street and the buildings on it. A blinding fog, an eerie, mysterious fog that masks the movements of those who live within it. At night, no one is ever seen on these streets. They are heard. They are felt. But never seen. Meet the shadow of the bridge in a fog-shrouded building. Two of these people of the night are to be found. A mother and her son. The son is just returning home.
Hey, Dad.
It's me, Johnny.
Did you tell the boys?
Yeah. Thanks to the fog. And pulling the boat in under the house now.
Good. What you after this time?
A load of silk. I just landed it this morning. I've been casing the job all day. It ain't gonna be easy.
It's never easy. Where is the stuff?
Warehouse 9. They got 4 watchmen on the job.
You've taken care of that many before, son.
I know, but the heat's on now. Since that last job we pulled, Weston's doubled the number of coppers on river patrol.
You've taken care of them before, too.
Yeah, and I can take care of them again. What was that?
What?
That noise from upstairs.
Well, you are heard no noise.
Somebody's upstairs, and I'm going to find out who.
Oh, wait a minute. So wait. Now, don't get excited.
Oh, there is someone there, huh? Who is it?
He's just a boarder.
A boarder?
Yes, he moved in today.
Where'd he come from?
He bought an apple from my stand. Poor chap was looking for a place to live, he was. So I brought him here and rented him a room.
Up to your old tricks, huh?
What you mean, son?
You don't know why you brought that guy here.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm talking about them slot machines the cops have got stored under the bridge.
Oh, no,
you're planning to drop that guy through the hole you got in the back wall, make him bust open the machines and hand you up the nickels. And then leave him for the rats.
Now, look here, son.
That's what you've done with the last guy.
He's just a boarder, son.
Look, I'm running $1 million business here, see? $1 million business and hijacked goods. And you're going to spoil the whole thing for a measly handful of nickels.
That ain't so, but I saw it.
You're all getting that bum out of here right now.
All right.
There's the signal. Boys are down below on the boat. I'm going to go. We should be back here by midnight. Keep a lookout. If there's any patrol boats around, have a light on in the upstairs bedroom.
Oh, yes.
And get rid of that guy.
Oh, I suppose I must get rid of him. But I hate to pass up all that money. Oh, my. Mr. Magoni?
Yes?
Would you come down here, please?
Okay.
Boy, does Johnny make me do this.
Well, what is it, ma'am?
I must ask you to leave.
Why? What's wrong?
My son. My son don't want me to take in boarders.
I see. Well, let me have my rent money back, then.
Your money back? You want your money back?
Well, certainly. I paid you a week in advance, didn't I?
What? I don't want to give up the money. It's mine now. See, it's mine.
Well, look, either give me back the money or I stay here.
You'll stay if you don't get the money?
Yes, ma'am.
I see. Well, I tried. I tried to make you go, didn't I? And you refused. So there's nothing I can do about it, is there?
No, ma'am. Not a thing.
Well, then, as long as you're staying here, Mr. Magoni, here's a little favor I want you to do for me. A little favor for a poor old lady. Come with me. Come along. Come with me. That's it. Keep hammering. It won't be long now.
Hey, what's that?
Don't stop now.
There's rats down here. Hundreds of them.
Big fella like you ain't gonna let a few rats bother him, are you?
They're all around my feet. The floor's covered with the
paint. Oh, Mr. Magoni. Hey, then. We've got to get that money. All of those nickels. Just think of them, Mr. Magoni. Hurry.
Hurry, right.
Good now. Keep hammering. You'll break the machines open in no time. Rats, it. Now, find that bucket to the rope. I'll pull it up.
I can't find a rope. Lower the light a little.
There you are.
These rats
are
crawling over my legs now.
Hey, you fool. Tie that bucket to the rope. There's no time to lose.
I found it.
That's it. Now, I'll pull it up here. Here it comes.
Hurry up.
Here it comes. At last. I got it.
Hurry, lower the rope, Molly. The rats are crawling all around me.
Money, all of it mine.
Hey, put that light back down. All that rope.
That's what you get for being a thief.
Well, Margot, this is the place we're looking for. Number 6 River Street.
Gosh, Lamont. Imagine living in a house like that. Seems to be built right against the base of the bridge. Let me find it. Oh, goodness, Lamar, did you see that?
Yes, I saw it.
A cat ran right in front of me, almost tripped me.
That wasn't a cat, Margot.
Well, what was it?
A rat.
Lamar, a rat? That size?
Yes. Common sight here on the riverfront.
Good
especially
heavens.
At night. Maybe I better ring you again. No one seems to.
Yes? Can I be an assistant?
Oh, good evening.
Good evening.
Are you the landlady?
I'm the owner of this house.
I see. Well, I wonder if we might see Mr. Joseph Magoni, please.
Magoni?
Yes, I understand that he's living here with you. My name is Cranston. Mr. Magoni was a former gardener of mine.
Oh. What reason have you to believe that he lives here?
Well, I received a postcard from him this morning asking for his old job back.
Oh. Are you sure you have the right address?
Why, yes. You have the card there, haven't you, Margot?
Yes, here it is. You see? The address is 6 River Street.
This is 6 River Street, all right. But I have no rumors at all right now. The house is vacant.
Oh, I see.
Sorry not to be able to help you.
Well, that's quite all right.
I'll keep an eye out for him, though. I'll remember his name. Magoni, did you say?
Yes, Joseph Magoni.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Well, what do you suppose could have happened to him, Lamont?
I don't know. I don't understand it.
Well, there's no way of finding him tonight. I guess you'll just have to wait until you hear from him again. He'll probably send another card or something.
Margot.
What?
Quicken your pace. Not noticeably.
What is it?
I hear footsteps behind us. Someone is following us.
Oh, I see.
Get away from it, you two.
We just stop, Martha.
Now, why are you running off to?
It's a policeman, Mark.
You know, don't you know that? Holy smokes, it's Mr. Clancy.
That's right. How are you, Kelly?
Oh, fine, sir, fine. I'm apt to think that I'm tailing a couple of desperate characters.
you know Miss Lane, don't you?
No, didn't I waltz with her at the policeman's ball?
Oh, what a wonderful waltz it was, Mr. Kelly.
Thanks to you, ma'am. But tell me what brings you people down to a neighborhood like this?
Well, I was looking for a man who used to work for me, but we couldn't seem to locate him.
What is that?
Police patrol brought a bit of trouble up the river, I guess. And that ain't no novelty down here. Well, we'll cut through this tunnel and under the bridge. It's the shortest way to the center of town.
Officer, what's behind all these iron doors?
City storage vault. They keep confiscated slot machines and their kinds and all of them. They don't destroy them till they get a court order.
Wouldn't be bad to get in here and get all that money.
You wouldn't be saying that, ma'am, if you knew what it was like inside. There was a man who found that out only last week.
Oh, what happened, Kelly?
It's a gruesome story. It happened just a week ago tonight. Me and another cop are walking through the tunnel here, just like we are now. It's a bitter cold night and the wind is howling like a lovesick banshee. And above the wind, faintly at first, we hear the cry of a human voice from inside the vault.
Kelly, did you hear that?
Yes, it sounds like someone in the vault. We'd better investigate.
But that place is full of rats. Half-starved, man-eaten rats. We can't go in there.
I've got the keys here, and I'm going in. Get your club ready, McCaffrey.
Right.
Flash your light.
Mother of mercy. Look at them rats. Millions of them.
Look over there in the corner. It's a man. The body of a man.
Sure, we can never get through to him, Kelly. We've got to call the riot squad quick.
By the time the riot squad got there, nothing was left of the poor devil.
Oh?
How did he get in there?
We never found out. But you know, ever since then, every night when I pass by here, I keep thinking I hear the voice of that unfortunate man crying out against them demons, and I just imagined I heard it then.
That's not your imagination. There is someone in there.
Kelly, where are those keys? Are right here, sir.
Give them to me quickly.
Hurry, Lamont. The crying has stopped. He's given up.
Stand back, Margot. I'm opening the door.
Oh!
Hello. Close the door quickly.
Yes.
Get that swarm inside.
Right.
Yeah. He's unconscious.
Help me turn him over, Kelly.
Yes, sir. There,
is he dead, Lamont?
Yes. You know who this is? It's the man we've been looking for. It's Joe Magone.
Is there any place near here that we can get a cup of coffee off to, Kelly? My nerves need a bit of steadying.
Yes, ma'am. Right at the end of the tunnel.
Oh,
I'll walk you down.
Thank you.
When you talked to headquarters, Kelly, did you get word through to the commissioner that I wanted to have Magone's death investigated?
I did that, sir. But the commissioner said he had no time for it tonight.
Oh, why not?
There's the devil to pay in this neighborhood right now. A gang of river pirates just looted Warehouse 9. Every available man on the force is calm in the district for them. Well, here's your lunchroom. I'll have to be leaving, you know.
Well, thank you, Kelly, for all you've done.
Not at all, sir. Good night to you, ma'am.
Good night.
Good night.
Come on, Margo. Let's go inside.
All right.
Hey, what about that apple pie? Put it up.
Lamont, shall we put it at the counter or on the table?
Well, I think a table would be better, Margo. You know, just one coffee?
Yeah, after all, thanks.
All right.
Good evening.
Well, good evening. We'd like 2 cups of coffee, please.
2 cups to this is coffee, right?
For that experience, coffee will be mighty welcome.
Well.
Good evening, Nick.
Oh, good evening, Mary.
Hello.
Yes, you're looking
Look.
Fine.
What?
There's the woman who entered the door. Number
from
6.
The looks of that time, you must have bought a barrel of apples today.
Oh, yes, a very good day.
People are very kind to a poor old widow woman like me.
Yeah, look at that pile of
money. I don't know if I can give you bills for all those nickels tonight, Mary. I haven't got that much money in the place.
It'll be great proof for as much as you can spare, Nick.
How about $5 worth?
That'll be fine. I'll just count them out here.
All right. Here, see, you have 2 cups of coffee. Delicious.
Thank you. Oh, say, waiter.
Yes?
That old lady standing at the counter, just what does she do?
Old Mary? She's got an apple stand up on the bridge.
Oh? She seems to do very well at it.
Sure. Well, she don't often make as much as she's got tonight. She usually only sells about $1 worth. Is she must run into one of them philanthropists.
Yes. I'll pay for these now.
More nickels?
Keep the change.
Oh, thank you.
I don't know why, Margot, but I sense a vague connection between all those nickels that the old lady made today and the nickels in the machines under the bridge.
You mean that you think that she does know something about Magoon?
Well, it's worth investigating. When our old apple vendor leaves, we're following her. I'm curious to learn just what goes on at number 6 River Street.
Number 6.
Yes. We'll stand here in this doorway for a few minutes, Margo. See if we can detect any activities from outside the house.
If the fog would clear.
Margo.
Yeah?
Do you remember your remarking how the house was built right against the base of the bridge?
Yes.
Look at the house again. The side wall is right next to the storage vault where they keep the slot machines.
Of course.
That might explain how Joe McGoney got into that vault.
Oh, Lamont, do you think
she's
should...
quiet. Door's opening. Yeah, the old lady's coming out again.
Yes. And she's carrying a lighted lantern in her hand. I wonder what she's up to now.
Look. She's crossing the street. She's behaving so furtively. Seems to be looking for something.
Yeah, regularly cruel, isn't she?
Yes. She's going out on that dock. Toward the river. Come on, Margot. We've got to find out what she's up to. All right, quickly. Let's get behind these packing cases. You can watch her safely from these.
Look. She's putting the line on the edge of the dock.
Yes. Must be some sort of a signal.
Well, can you see anything on the river?
There's quite a few searchlights playing around. Must be the police patrol boats looking for those river pirates that Kelly told us about.
Look, Lamont. Right at the edge of the dock. Isn't that a boat moving quietly through the shadows?
Yes. Yes, it is.
The lady's going back to the house.
I think we've stumbled on something more important than her, Margot.
Why, what do you mean?
That boat could be carrying the river pirates. Look, they've stopped the boat. Right by that seawall in front of the house.
These boats are going to unload their stolen goods right here?
Oh, they wouldn't dare to... Margot.
What?
In front of the seawall. It's swinging open.
Good heavens. The boat is going under.
Yes. And if I'm not mistaken, their destination is the basement of number 6.
Look, the wall is closing again.
Very clever. But not quite clever enough.
What do you mean?
I want you to go back to that lunchroom, Margot, and phone Weston. Have him send a squad here at once.
What are you going to do?
I'm paying another call on that sweet old lady in search of the missing Joe Magoney. Yes, I'd like to come in and talk to you, if I may.
Oh, I'm sorry, but I'll...
I'll only be a moment.
Oh, wait a minute. You can't come in here. No, hold on.
Sorry, but I am in here. The damp night air is rather chilling. I think it would be much more pleasant if we conversed in one of your rooms.
Oh, come back here. This is my house, you understand?
I thought you might be interested in knowing that I have gotten further information about Joseph Magoney, the gentleman I was seeking earlier this evening.
I don't care about this. You get out of my house.
He was found dead about an hour ago.
What has this Magoney got to do with me?
He had been in that storage vault next door.
Well?
I think you know how he got in there.
That's a lie.
I don't believe you. You're not telling the truth. And I'm not going to leave here until you do.
You're not ever going to leave here, buddy.
Johnny.
Reach for it, friend.
Well, and who might this good protector be?
This is my son. And he don't like snoopers, see? He's got a way of taking care of him.
Yeah, and I got a way of taking care of you, too.
What?
I heard what this guy said about Magoni.
No, Sonny, I just...
Oh, you've done it again, huh? You didn't get rid of Magoni like I told you.
I couldn't help it, Sonny.
Hey, you're so hungry for nickels, you'd spoil our chances for $1 million.
Please, no, Johnny.
I... Right. She did do away with him. Knowing that ain't gonna do you no good now, brother.
What do you mean?
You'll find out.
The rats, Johnny, the rats. You'll make mighty nice company for the rats, he
you? You're going, buddy. You don't think you can get away with this, do you? Open the trap door, Ma.
Gladly. Gladly, Sonny.
Now, there's a rope hanging down there. Lower yourself down on it.
Your little stunt won't work.
Lower yourself or I'll shove you down.
Very well. Now, Mango.
You've got to make noise, son, for the rats. It's how the others were killed. The sound of the hammering attracted the rats.
Okay, we'll make noise. Plenty of it.
Hey! Hey! The rats are coming out in droves.
Yeah, that's why I'm doing it. Happy time, brother.
Well, what is it?
I was looking for the gentleman who was here with me earlier this evening.
Oh, yes. Come in, come in.
Thank you.
Right this way.
More company, Ma?
Yes. This young lady is looking for a gentleman friend.
I'm sorry to trouble you, but where is it?
He's down below in the storage vault.
In the vault?
Yeah. Having a little conference with the rat.
Oh, no. Oh, no, no.
Just wait till I tell you quiet, like.
Honey, you've got to let him out. He'll be killed.
Ain't that funny? Same idea come to me.
Oh, my Johnny Smarty, eh?
You've seen both of you.
And now, sister, we wasted enough time on visitors tonight. We're getting rid of you quick.
Get your hands off me.
Open up the trap door, Ma.
No, no, you can't.
The rats are just about be ready for you by now.
What was that?
Oh, thank you.
I knew it that day. You just talked.
I think you've heard of me as the Shadow.
The Shadow?
Yes. I thought you'd know me.
What are you doing here?
I've come to put an end to your evil doing.
What do you mean by that?
I'm aware of the work that both of you have done tonight. You already have sent two men to face death in that rat hole.
Oh, no. No,
and your son, even now, has a boatload of stolen goods planted beneath this house.
You're crazy.
I arrived here just in time to prevent you from sending that girl to her doom as well. I think you know that sound well enough to realize the police will be up here any minute.
He's right, and you're to blame, Ma.
Oh, yes,
with your petty larceny nickel grabbing, you ruined everything.
You'd better prepare to give yourselves up. There'll be no escape.
No, we can still get out of here.
Not with the police at your front door, you can't.
There's more ways than one of getting out of this joint, Shadow. And you and nobody else is stopping us, see?
We put out the light.
Yeah, that's right, sister. Now all of us are on even terms. Come on, Ma, we're making a break for the boat.
That was quick thinking, son. Where are you now?
Over here by the door.
Well, Mr. Shadow, you ain't so smart after all, are you? We're getting out.
Ma! What happened, Ma?
She's fallen through the trap door.
Oh, no.
Ma, you all right?
Hurry, Sonny, the rats. The rats just come out. I can feel them on my face.
Here, I'm reaching down for you, Ma. Try to grab my hand.
Sonny. Yeah, this light can help.
Reach for my hand, Ma.
Don't lean so far over the edge. You'll fall, too.
That's it, Ma. You got my hand now.
Oh, Sonny.
Hey, Ma. Don't yank so hard on my arm, Ma.
Ma, you're pulling me.
Out of that rat hole alive.
Oh, Lamont, you did everything you could. Going down there alone, trying to save him. You're lucky you didn't get killed yourself.
Well, I guess the police will see to it that no one else ever gets into those vaults again.
Lamont, how did you get out of the rat hole the first time when they forced you down there?
I clung to the rope, never lowered myself down. When they closed the trap door, I waited till their footsteps moved from the room. Then I opened it again and joined them as the Shadow.
For which I'm very grateful. Well, it's all over now. Let's go out someplace, Lamont, and forget about it.
All right, where to?
Let's go see a Mickey Mouse.